This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now we're focused on a question that has been put forth by a number of people because we want to look at what the daily COVID-19 numbers mean in relation to how much testing we're conducting, which is a question at least as a year old now, right? Because we've been asking it for as long as we've been hearing the numbers. Now, this has come up in particular because the new daily COVID-19 cases, as you might have been hearing or seeing updated, have been trending downwards in the past few days. But as we mentioned, some people are questioning this. So including Bandar Kuching MP, Dr. Kelvin Yee, who said that the public and authorities also need to be aware that testing has decreased as well.
So this is, of course, a matter for concern for many people, right? Because increasingly, we've been relying on these numbers as a measure of how well we're doing as a country. Are we on our way to flattening that curve? Are we seeing an end to the MCO? All of these are really important questions. And when it materializes that perhaps the reason those numbers have decreased is not really indicative of the situation, it causes no small amount of worry and frustration. Now, to be fair, according to Dato' Sri Adhan Baba, the country health minister, of course, the country's average positive rate is still above the 5% threshold set by the World Health Organization. The health DG, Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, has said that the daily testing rates are adequate according to the World Health Organization benchmark, and that the number of negative COVID-19 cases may be underreported. So that's where we're at in terms of, I suppose, as clear an explanation on that we've gotten so far.
So if you have questions on this, you can send them our way. Now is really the time. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now crossing over to Dr. Lim Chee Han, Senior Researcher at Third World Network and co-founder of Agora Society. Chee Han, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, good evening, Lynn and Sharmila.
So let's start with this. Talk to us about the relationship between the daily case numbers that we hear and the number of tests that are being conducted.
Okay. The public's general logic is that once we reduce the number of tests conducted, consequently, we should expect a lower daily case number. Or another way around, if we increase a lot more tests, we should expect a higher number of positive cases. But my own observation and analysis based on these two sets of numbers from first of May until 8th of June yesterday, the result shows that there's a non-significant weak correlation. About 50% of the cases you can observe are true about the public perception that the daily case numbers do follow the test numbers. Then also, in other words, another half of the time, if you could also get it wrong if you bet on that to happen.
So what determines our testing numbers in the first place? What are some factors that might explain why sometimes we test more and sometimes we test less?
To answer the question, first, I think we should understand the circumstances for testing. Yeah, for example, first, if you are close contact to a confirmed positive case, a health district officer would ask you to come forward to get the testing done by them. This is via contact tracing effort. And there are other circumstances one is compelled to do COVID testing, such as at the border when arriving from overseas or before the surgery operations or emergency procedures and so on. And health officers also may go out to do surveillance testing in the targeted community. These are the regular works for the government to do. Probably what is really affecting their work rate output is the number of staff on duty during the weekends and public holidays. But also we need to look at the contribution from the private labs. Besides the tests which are ordered and outsourced by the government, the general public can also voluntarily go use the private COVID testing services if one is not recognized as a close contact, but has high suspicion or concern that himself or herself is infected. And in addition, we have seen the COVID testing campaigns run by the state government and elected representatives. This can also push up the test numbers. But I have to tell you that the contribution from the private lab is not low. The breakdown data given by the Director General of Health, Noor Hisham, on the 20th of May shows that slightly more than half of the total RT-PCR tests actually came from the private labs. And the data also shows that the private labs command 72% of the testing capacity of the country, although on that day itself, they only use 1/3. So now I offer my explanation about the testing number trend. One also needs to appreciate that the Health Ministry has a cut-off time for the COVID-19 status daily reporting at 12 noon. So whatever numbers actually finally presented are actually reflecting the situation yesterday's half day and today's half day. So from what I can see from the 1st of May until yesterday, the weekends and the public holidays effect is pretty strong and highly correlated. Typically, if you compare the Sunday status report to the Saturday's test number, for example, 6th of June, last Sunday, we saw a 13.3% reduction compared to the preceding day. And 30th of May, we also saw another 13.4% reduction in test numbers. We usually also can observe further reduction reported on Monday's status report, reflecting on Sunday's output. So probably the only exception to the case is during the Raya holiday, where the significant dip is reported during the midweek. Yeah. So why the weekend effect? If you can go check the working hours of the service provided by the private labs, most only do half day during the weekend and public holiday. Hence, you could expect significantly fewer samples contributed from the private labs. And just today, like Shamila's just reported, the non-health minister labs sometimes do actually under-report the negative test result, and they submit the result late, especially during holidays. So this could result in lower test numbers.
So to put it simply, how much testing is enough?
This is a tough question. I don't think anyone can say that they have a correct answer on how much testing is enough. But on the benchmark, just now, Shani also reported, and today's our DG Health also reiterate that the WHO set the benchmark of sufficient testing if one positive case is accompanied by at least 10 negative cases, but at best 30 negative cases. Currently, I think we passed the minimum threshold, but not yet at the best optimum level. But for the disease control purpose, I would argue that the health authority should order as many as reasonable and timely for contact tracing and high-risk areas of surveillance.
So are there benchmarks that we should be following when it comes to a sort of testing level to aim for?
I would say the WHO benchmark currently is reasonable enough. So what is more important is to fulfill the needs for the contact tracing and do the surveillance. If a government can identify any areas of high risk, they should really go into the area and do more testing, but not cast the web widely, aimlessly. So it needs to have a direction of increasing the test numbers.
And what actionable steps might we be able to take in order to increase testing in this directional way that you're describing?
Okay, recently there's a RTK product advertised that you can easily use at home. You just need to test the kit with your own saliva. So maybe this kind of self-testing kits can be helpful, especially during the lockdown. But in terms of increase the number of tests, we know that the capacity mostly lies in the hand of private labs. And for your information, our government is also outsourcing from these labs. I think just for the government have to do more arrangement to see if they can increase the capacity to do more contact tracing, because I think that is the bottleneck right now. When the cases are so high, our health officers probably right now are out of hand to go to every close contacts.
So cost is a factor, right? When we look at the private sector for testing, what can be done so that these tests can be made more affordable?
Well, I know the most of the private capacity right now is also used by the government. So if it is possible, government can negotiate for better pricing and more affordable deals. But at the same time, I also hope the private market competition can also drive down the servicing pricing too for the general public.
Jihan, we are at, I would say, the halfway point, right? In terms of this current MCO. Have you seen any signs of an exit strategy out of this one?
Well, the current MCO looks like it's now preventing the rising trend of the daily new cases, especially for the past few days. Though I would say the disease burden in the community is still very high at the moment. So if the economic sectors and various social sectors have to be opened in the near future, and if the SOP can only be that effective to a certain extent, I think we need to hasten our vaccination rate to the whole population as soon as possible to achieve the herd immunity. And I can observe that once we pass the 50% mark of the vaccinated population, we can expect the disease transmission to go down and control much easier.
Chihan, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Lim Chihan, senior researcher at Third World Network and co-founder of Agora Society, talking to us about this, that the correlation, right, between the fact that we've seen COVID-19 cases trending downwards. There have been concerns about whether that's to do with decreased testing. And so if you have thoughts or questions on this, do send them our way. That number to WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.